Center. Call 342-4864 in Emporia or 620-583-7436 in Eureka. Learn more at flinthillshealth.org.
KVOE News Time is now 8:28. Newsmaker 2 time here this Thursday. Pleased to be joined by Shirley Antis of the Emporia Rotary Club. We have got groceries and we've got some grabbing of those groceries to do here this weekend.
Going to be coming up. Shirley, good morning.
Hey, Shirley.
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. You guys sound really chipper this morning. I don't know what's going on out there.
But. Extra coffee. It's all in the extra coffee.
All right. Glad to be chipper. We're glad to be chipper. Maybe it's the cold air out there. Maybe, Shirley.
Well, that's good.
Prompting anyway. Us to add some chipperness to what we're doing here. Well, the Rotary Club for the second year, third year, I guess, this is the third annual grocery grab, teaming up with the good folks at Goods Cash Saver on West Highway 50. The tickets have been sold, and I guess you've got the 6 finalists set to go for Saturday, right?
Yes, we're all set with the 6 finalists, and we're excited. It's, you know, like you said, it's our third year, and we're glad we're able to continue this tradition.
So who are your finalists that are going to attend and head over to Goods Cash Saver here Saturday morning?
Okay. We have Susan Cates, Rob Brooks, and he will be represented by his wife, Emily, Carol Alderman, Sandra Butter, Corky's Cupboard, and Aaron Doty will be the runner for them, as well as, John and Francis Ice Kitchen and Food Pantry at Sacred Heart Church, and the principal at Sacred Heart School, Darby O'Neill, will be the runner for them.
Okay, so how does this work here Saturday morning? When does everybody gather, and what's the process in determining who your grocery grabber is?
Okay, we'll have the 6 finalists come to Goods Cash Saver, be there by 6:30 Saturday morning, and we'll have Rotarians there that they're setting up to block off areas that are not allowed for the grocery grab. And then at 6:45, we'll do the drawing, and the first 5 that we draw out of the bucket will receive $50 gift certificates. So no matter what, these 6 people are all winners. And then the final one that we draw out, of course, will be the winner of the grocery grab.
All right, Shirley and Shirley Antis, the Emporia Rotary Club, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment on this Thursday morning. Well, Shirley, once you have your official grocery grabber, what are the rules? What is the process then?
Okay. Well, there's only one person allowed to push the cart, of course. And that, of course, is the winner or the runner that they've designated. And they will have a total of 5 minutes in the grocery store to grab anything that's food-related. Non-food items are not allowed. The first minute of their 5 minutes will be in the meat department where they can grab as many items as they would like, except they can only select 2 like items. In other words, 2 hams, 2 packages of ribs, 2 chickens, yeah. 2 ribs, whatever. And then a whistle will blow at the end of that minute, and then they have to spend the other 4 minutes in the rest of the store. And they can trade out their carts at any time they want to at the front. They always have to come up to the front to get a new cart to fill. And then, my other phone's ringing.
That's okay.
Then they have to, at the end of the 5 minutes, they have to be back at the finish line at the end of that 5 minutes. And we'll do a countdown of the minutes as well as the last 30 seconds so they're aware of the time.
Well, it's a fun deal. Yeah, fun event.
It is a fun.
Yeah.
It is a blast to cover this here, Shirley. From you've seen this, why don't you set the atmosphere just a little bit on kind of what people, you know, who may be attending this for the first time, just out of curiosity, can expect to see? I mean, you mentioned here kind of how the process goes and what you can and what you can't grab, but just how much of a flurry of activity can folks expect to see?
Well, it is a lot of fun. You know, the fun part is watching Chuck run around taking the video.
I'm trying to stay out of everybody's way. Sometimes I do better than others.
Yeah, we try to keep the spectators back behind the checkout area and stuff and watching and cheering on the person who's doing the grocery grab. And it's just fun to watch them go down different aisles, you know, and pick up items. And, you know, the past 2 years has just been different for both of the recipients of the grocery grab. The first year it was a family, and the second year it was Abundant Harvest. And they were primarily interested in, you know, spices and some things like that. And they didn't get as much as the first year, but it was what they needed. And so that was fun to watch the difference and how they went about it and stuff. But, yeah, it's just a lot of fun to see them going up. And that 5 minutes goes really, really fast.
It is the fastest 5 minutes for the person pushing the cart, that's for sure. I was just going to say, do people just navigate to the meat? But you said last year that really wasn't the case, huh?
No, it wasn't. He spent like maybe 30 seconds there and then moved on to other parts of the store. And, of course, these finalists can go out and walk through the store, and they know what's not allowed, and they can kind of map out how they're going to proceed if they should be the winner. And so that helps them as well.
Well, let's talk about where the proceeds go, because this is a big fundraiser for the Rotary Club. And where does the money raised this year go, Shirley?
Well, once we take out all of our expenses and stuff, which would be mainly the groceries and the gift cards, the remainder is going to go to Family Promise of the Flint Hills to help them, you know, with their causes and helping families out and stuff. So they really need a boost, and we thought we would help them out this year.
Shirley, how does this help the Rotary Club as well? Because I know when it was first discussed and first unveiled here to the community, it was talked about as being the club's major event, so kind of the signature event of the year. Has that thought process continued the last couple of years?
Yes, it is kind of it really is our only fundraiser that we do throughout the year. And past couple of years, we've kind of used the funds to support some local organizations, you know, with some of their needs and stuff. And, you know, we've done a lot over the years. And a lot of the money has in the past has just come from members and our dues and some things like that. But this fundraiser has really helped us kick off and be able to do some bigger things in the community.
So were you happy with ticket sales, the way they went this year?
Yeah, they're down a little bit, but not a whole lot. We sold about 500 tickets.
Oh, good.
And so the revenue from that was over $600, or $6,000.
Yeah.
And the grocery grab, if the individual who does it, they can get up to $2,000 worth of groceries. So we haven't hit that yet, as you know, but it's a goal to strive for, I guess, to try to get up to that $2,000.
Well, we just hope that our very own Chuck Samples is able to come back to the station from Goods Cash Saver without any grocery cart wheel tracks.
I was going to say. put a little bit of a like a cow catcher on one of those carts or something like that so I can stay out of the way.
We'll try to keep him safe.
All right. Shirley, thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Shirley.
Well, good to talk to you guys, too. Thanks for having us on.
Great day. Shirley Antis, Emporia Rotary Club, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment, Chuck.
All right, and we got a Newsmaker 3 coming here in just a second. Becca Anderson will join us. Walnut School's been into a food drive benefiting food for students. That is going